Mitt Romney may have locked up the Republican presidential nomination, but fans of Texas Congressman Ron Paul aren't giving up yet. While they know he won't be president, they're still working to promote his ideas, and they've started with state conventions, like the one in Iowa this weekend. Sarah McGammon of Iowa Public Radio reports political observers are expecting some fireworks.
Joel Curtinitis doesn't work for Ron Paul anymore. The former state campaign director has been out of a job since the effort disbanded last month. And even though his candidate only came in third in the Iowa caucuses back in January, the 27-year-old from West Des Moines hasn't lost his zeal.
Now, the nomination might be wrapped up, but we still have the chance to say, hey, this is the direction that we want our party to move.
There's no more campaign office, so we met at a local coffee shop. Curtinitis says the focus now is on promoting Paul's ideas about rolling back the size and scope of government.
The Ron Paul revolution, if it's called that, really was not about Ron Paul. And it's not stuck to his name as much as it is the principles of the founders.
Another young former campaign staffer, Adil Khan, is now leading a new organization called Liberty Iowa PAC. Its goal is electing what he calls constitutional conservatives to state and local offices.
People who do not compromise on many key issues, such as life, protecting gun rights, all the way down to key issues like raw milk, things like that.
Khan says he hopes as many as 70% to 80% of convention goers will be like-minded and help reshape the state party platform. The document will be voted on this weekend, and parts of it could be incorporated into the national platform.
Some of the platform ideas are just crazy. I mean, they make us look crazy.
That's Doug Gross, a former Republican nominee for governor and Romney's 2008 Iowa campaign chairman. He's not working for the Romney campaign this year. No one knows exactly how many Paul delegates Iowa will send to the national convention in Tampa, but Gross expects they'll be the majority. He believes the Iowa GOP is being taken over by the Ron Paul wing.
I suspect that this convention this weekend will be a circus because these folks, by definition, are not institutionally minded. I mean, they see a piece of china on the table, they like to break it. They don't want to turn it into a full set.
Gross points to growing control of the state party by Paul supporters. The party's chairman, A.J. Spiker, resigned from the Paul campaign when he took the job early this year. A spokeswoman declined repeated requests for an interview with Spiker. Ron Paul hasn't won any caucuses or primaries, but he has received a majority of delegates at several state conventions from Maine to Nevada. His national campaign chairman, Jesse Benton, expects to send some 200 bound delegates to Florida, plus several hundred Romney delegates who sympathize with Paul's ideas.
We want them to be a very positive, respectful delegation that's there to take part and be a constructive part of the process, but at the same time send a very strong message that supporters of liberty and constitutional government are here, that we're growing, that we have strength, that we're serious, and that we're setting a tone for, coming elections and coming years.
Paul's supporters acknowledge they don't have the numbers to challenge Romney's nomination. And the congressman's son, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, has endorsed Romney, a move that could persuade some Paul backers to do the same. But a strong show of support for Paul could play out badly for Romney's image, says Dennis Goldford, a political scientist at Drake University in Des Moines. Goldford says the last thing the party wants is a fight in Tampa.
They don't want any controversy. They don't want anything that's considered newsworthy. Any political party, nowadays at least, views the national convention as one big infomercial for their particular party.
If you're Mitt Romney, an infomercial would be nice. But with so many Paul supporters still focused on advancing his ideas, those delegates might be more interested in making a scene. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Des Moines.